What you doing? Oh, it's me, yeah. Now, I got this on X, and I don't know how true it really is, or if it's been staged. But if it is true, things have changed an awful lot since I was dating.
Yeah, can you pick me up? Yeah, the date went really bad.
Bro, you literally just asked me to go in the back seat. I just met you.
Like, and I spent fucking $30 on you at dinner.
I just got in the car.
But I spent $30 on you at dinner. Hold on.
I don't even... Stop. Yeah, I don't... Relax, bro. Chill.
Can we go in the backseat?
No. What am I...
Well, there you go, guys. She paid $30 and expected a hump. But we used to know femmes like this in my day. We used to call them scrubbers. And they were easy for pretty much anybody. But you took a bit of a gamble. Because she's doing it for you, she's done it for many men before. And their fluey is a petri dish for bacteria. But if you met a nice femon, it was a while before you ever had sex at all. If ever. If it didn't work out. But you might get some heavy petting before that. That's what we called it anyway. But that would change the dynamics, wouldn't it? Have sex the first date straight away. And really find out if you're compatible or not. Instead of all the fake BS beforehand. Just a minute. Didn't femons always say that the males couldn't keep it in their pants? That's all they thought about? But once again, femons are blaming males for something they really are themselves. So anyway, guys, if this happened to you, would you actually go in the back seat or not? Now, she's got all the markings, the tattoos and everything. I don't see a nose ring, but maybe she doesn't wear that on the first encounter. Don't know who she's calling on her phone, probably your other boyfriend. I'll put a link to it down below, guys. You have a good time.